Hello, readers of Every Word, and welcome to Every Word 365. I'm your host, Christina Munoz-Madsen, and today we're reading 2 Chronicles 6 through 9. If your prayer life is typical, you have probably prayed often for God to bless you. But when was the last time you blessed God? There is something God desires from you, something He is incapable of providing for Himself. So what could He possibly want that He does not already possess? He wants your praise. That is in today's Daily Walk, once again starred and circled in my Bible. I really feel like the overarching theme in yesterday's reflection page, I love the list of hymns, and today's reading, is praising God. How do you praise God? Time for some honesty here. The first time I went to a church where some people were raising their arms during worship, I was so judgmental and thought it was weird. But now I struggle to keep my hands down during worship songs, especially if they just overwhelm me with that feeling. Now, if it's for show or to convince others of your faith, that's an issue. But if you are so overwhelmed by the words, emotions, and praises for God, who am I to say that you shouldn't put your hands in the air? Really says more about me than the worshipful person. As a reporter, I was given the opportunity to visit an African-American church where there were outbursts of amens and cheers, applause from the congregation, such joyful praise. After reading the Bible, I can't help but think that that is more along the lines of what was intended and or what God is wanting from us. Just remember, as yesterday's reflection page pointed out, you don't need the gift of singing or the ability to play an instrument. I love that the Bible uses the word noise to describe this kind of praise. We are to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. As for the dedication of the temple, when fire flashed down from heaven, I find this info very fascinating about how often that has happened in the Bible. And so I'm including a link from Got Questions on fire from heaven. Okay, that was a little exciting there. Sometimes it just bubbles over in me. So I hope you're enjoying this and maybe it's affecting your praise and worship of God as well. Tomorrow is 2 Chronicles 10 through 12. Happy reading. Have you heard the news? Every Word 365 is going to Greece and you are invited to join us. This 10-day trip will be the footsteps of Paul with Travel with Friends in 2025. On the eighth day of our trip, we'll visit Philippi site, where Paul preached his first evangelical sermon and baptized the first Christians on European soil. We return to Thessalonica and visit St. Demetrius Basilica, dedicated to a distinguished member of the Roman army and a martyred Christian convert. Before returning to the hotel for the night, we begin the day by following the massive battlement Byzantine wall to the citadel for a panoramic view of the city. The New Testament books of 1st and 2nd Thessalonians will come alive to us as we arrive in the delightful harbor city of Thessalonica. Send me a message if you want to be included on this amazing trip. We hope to see you in Greece in 2025.